Hello, everybody, and welcome or welcome back to the Clear Fit Coaching Podcast. My name is David Newcomer, and it's been a while. I've missed you. I hope you're all doing well. It is March 25th, 2024, and the last time I recorded a podcast was back in November. It's been a crazy few months, and we've had a lot going on, a lot of changes occurring for myself, for you, for everyone. I hope that you're all finding the strength and the way to best navigate what we're all going through these days. Had a lot heating up in the news, but isn't that the job of the news, kind of heat things up, right? I've got a number of things that I want to talk about. I've got a list that's so long for this and future podcasts to cover. I feel like in many ways what I need to do right now is just kind of get back in touch with the format and maybe visit a topic that we've visited a few times before, but one that I think is a good place to start. What I want to do today, as much as anything, is talk about gratitude. And in context with different things that are going on right now, the concept itself is nothing new. Religious leaders, world leaders, philosophers have known the power of gratitude for centuries. I just ran across a paper actually from UCLA that I'm going to read that's almost 60 pages on the topic of gratitude, a very full history of it. And it may be very well that we come back and touch on some of these things, but what I want to talk about today with gratitude is a little more of the fundamentals and what we can do to best use this beautiful tool in our culture today. One of the things that I'm participating in, again, is the 75 Hard Challenge. I've made a few modifications, and there are purists that will tell me that I'm already outside of the bounds of 75 Hard, but let me explain. One of the things that I found most encouraging in revisiting this challenge is that so many of the things I've done before stuck. One of the requirements is reading 10 pages a day. I read a lot. I read a lot of books simultaneously. And that requirement is not difficult. Eating healthy, again, something that's stuck for me in a number of ways for a number of years, that's not a challenge to me on a daily basis that's so imperative. I did make a modification to my diet, and I'm not eating cheese as a snack. Which is not easy. It's been a bit of a challenge, right? You go to social gatherings or you have some friends over and you get together, and man, cheese and crackers has been a staple in our diet for so long that that's one modification I did make. The other modification I made was I'm not taking a picture of myself every day, and I apologize again to the purists of the 75 Hard Challenge that this is one of those things that's on the list of you've got to do this every day. Nah, not so much. I am taking pictures of myself occasionally, generally while I'm engaged in some activity or a workout. But it's not me standing in front of a mirror with my shirt off. And I am weighing in about once a week just to kind of gauge the perspective, gauge the progress of this effort. I am doing this with a friend from work, which is awesome. Accountability is a big help in this challenge. And as I've told him and others too, so many of my standard workouts, be they on the bike or running, those two particularly, are ones that I can do by myself at any time. And I've got no problem getting out on the bike or going for a run and completing that without need of assistance from anybody else necessarily, or at least not directly, let's say that, because I don't want to lose track of the idea that we're talking about gratitude today. And there are a number of things and a number of people that I am very grateful for the opportunity to be able to get out on my bike and to get out for a run and take that time to enjoy and to benefit from those. And the one area that I know I need to work harder on is weight-bearing exercises. I do have a low bone density, particularly in the top half of my skeletal system. I've had it for years. And lifting weights and moving and strength-bearing activities, weight-bearing activities are good for bone density. However, I stink at going to the gym. And doing this 75 hard with a friend of mine from work, the accountability there is good. And going to the gym that my wife has been enjoying for a number of years has been new. Going to the Manic Fitness Training Center. And it is a workout that is a high cardio, weight-bearing, kick your butt, make you sweat like a madman workout. I love it. And wouldn't do it by myself. It demands a classroom atmosphere for me to stick to it. And that's been good. So, the other thing I've added to my 75 Hard Challenge is the expression of gratitude. Now, I've been keeping a gratitude journal for the last, I don't know, couple years now, it seems. It's been at least a year that I've been doing this, and probably longer. Not so formal, per se, and it's not strictly gratitude, but I'm certainly making an effort to note things and people that I am grateful for, atmosphere, environments, opportunities, whatever they may be, and making note of those things as I go along. And that's where we kind of get to start today's topic with gratitude. One of the things that I found most powerful with the idea of noting your gratitude. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The 75 hard, the twist on my gratitude is that I'm expressing it openly to the people who make a difference. And right now, I'm going to express it to you. Anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, thank you. I really do appreciate it. I don't mean to put these things out here for, you know, nobody to hear. And I'd probably do it even if there was nobody listening, because the exercise itself has benefits. Expressing gratitude, one of the biggest things, getting back to this point, that I've found with it is that it keeps you in the present. And there's one of the things that I think that religion, culturally, the changes that we're going through and the center, you know, kind of nature that religion has always had, it's not so much the case these days. But we're losing something very valuable here in the simple act of expressing gratitude at mealtimes. There are hundreds of benefits of religious practices, I'm sure, but this is one right now that I'm going to focus on for just a moment that I think is really a cool idea. I do mine as soon as I wake up. I express my gratitude in a gratitude journal as soon as I wake up with my cup of coffee. Before I take the dog for a walk, that's when it's time to sit down and acknowledge these things, which is kind of funny because generally it's about what happened yesterday. It would be good to do this at the end of the day as well, but that's not when my writing skills are at their best. That's not when my attention to these kinds of activities is the highest. So I tend to do it in the morning, and it's more of a reflective act. However, at the same time, and maybe this is where I'm going with this for myself as much as anything, maybe it would be better to express that gratitude at mealtimes. And to give thanks at that time, which I know this is so silly for anybody that's out there and makes a regular practice of doing this as part of your religious routine, fantastic. Good for you. I haven't. And doing so is one of those things that would keep me focused on things that are going on right now, appreciating what is going on right now. We just got back from a great weekend up in Steamboat with friends and Renee's family. And one of the things that we were talking about was how beautiful it is up there and how many people are still looking at their phones. I know, looking at their phones, ah, la, la, blah, blah, grumpy old man. Everyone's looking at their phones all the time. But truly, when you're in an area that has so much to offer, what are you looking for in your phone that isn't right in front of you? Now, granted, if it's a message or if it's a call or if it's something that's important and drawing you in, those things are great. But looking at Instagram or looking at social media and looking at what other people are doing in other places versus being present in a beautiful environment, even at your house, what's the point? Why do we do this? Why are we so drawn to look at our phones to see what other people are doing in other places? It's shocking when you're in a place like Steamboat with so much to offer between the town and the mountain and the places to go, and the people to see. Put it away. Put the phone away. Do yourself a favor. Even if it's just for a moment, take the time to express the gratitude that you're feeling about where you are and what you're doing, and make an effort to be where you are and to be present in that moment and recognize those things that are lending themselves to a good experience for you. Now, I don't mean to deliver this so much as a lecture per se. There are other things too. Like I said, when I'm expressing my gratitude to others, or if we do so in a group, and we sometimes Renee and Mackenzie and I would sit around the table and we'd just say one thing we're thankful for today. That's all you had to do. Piece of cake. Sometimes we'd pull a deck of cards out and it'd be like a question of the day and we'd go through some things like that. The gratitude points are always my favorite though, because it's something of a social glue, right? This is something that can tie us all together. I had a great conversation, a little heated, a little crazy, with my friend Dave and my brother-in-law Barry, who both lean right politically, where I lean left. And at the same time, you know, we're still grateful for many of the same things. And we honestly have much more in common with our beliefs, in common with our gratitude, than we do the differences that are being magnified by the environment that we're in today. This is a whole different podcast, but I am going to come back and take some time to talk about the power of talking with those we disagree with. One of the things I found just at the end of this brief conversation, and this will be something that we explore a little more in depth, is that it's not as big as you think. There might be a couple fundamental things that, you know, they're real. I'm not denying that. But even within those larger disagreements, there's a lot that we see as commonalities to the problem as it exists. We may see different ways of solving it, but we recognize that there are reasons for it, or that it's bad, or that it's changed, or maybe that something is good or something's improving, whatever the case may be. Expressing gratitude and that social glue aspect of this gives us an opportunity to be grateful for other people and to do so in ways that we find common ground. That's a big thing. Gratitude is a cool thing. So, it's been way too long since I've recorded a podcast. I'm not going to go on forever about this today. My only encouragement to you at this moment is to take some time today and every day. Set an alarm, set a reminder, set whatever you need to on your calendar or elsewhere to take a moment and express gratitude. I think mealtime is a perfect time for it. Just listen to an interview with a gentleman who's not religious at all, but in his sobriety has expressed gratitude in a prayer-like fashion every day that he's been sober. There's a lot of power in this. Take the moment, take the time. There are psychological, physiological benefits. There's all kinds of fun stuff that we'll dig into, that we'll dive into more. It's something I'm going to have to break into pieces, though, because, again, this paper that I've just found that's nearly 60 pages of information on the power of gratitude touches on this and so much more. And I think that taking it on as a bite-sized project is going to be a good one. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you're doing amazing. I hope the spring is finding you good and healthy, and you're healthy with your family and your relationships. Our daughter's coming back home to Colorado to go to school at the University of Colorado. I'm so excited about that. She's excited about that. The changes that are happening this year, we're just starting to plan a summer vacation and get all these things in order. It's good. Pay attention to what's going on. Don't get caught up too much in the media and the craziness and the idea that everything's out of control, because it's not. It's really not. It is if we let it be, but we've got a lot more control over things than maybe others would like to believe. So I hope that you take the time to center yourself, find those things that you're grateful for, express them to yourself or to others on a daily basis. And as always, if you need someone to help you along, I am happy to do so. You can find more information at clearfitcoaching.com. My name is David. You can reach me at david@clearfitcoaching.com. And that's all I got for today. I just wanted to sit down and take the time to say thank you and get back on track with this. It's been far too long. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great day.